Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look, I like to have a man-to-man talk with you about a mighty important subject. Would you buy a bicycle with one wheel missing, or would you rather buy a complete bike? Well, you don't have to answer that one, because I'm pretty doggone certain you'd want a bike that was all there. Now, here's the point I want to make. Some so-called whole wheat foods are just like that one-wheeled bike. They're not all there. Yes, there's something missing from some of these foods. But that's not the case with Wheaties. Not by a long shot. Wheaties are all there. They give you every bit of the well-known essential nourishment of 100% whole wheat. Now, I'll explain that. You see, when whole wheat is being fixed up into tasty foods, part of its valuable nourishment often disappears. Such foods are like that one-wheel bicycle, just part there. But that doesn't happen to Wheaties. In Wheaties, you get all of the vitamin B1, all of the food energy, and all of the vitamin G of choice whole wheat. And man, that's champion nourishment with a capital M. But nourishment's only half the story. Those crisp whole wheat flakes pack an extra good, extra satisfying flavor that's absolutely different from any other breakfast dish you've ever tasted. It's a keen, malty flavor that ought to make breakfast a special pleasure for you every morning. So if you'd like a breakfast dish that gives you a whale of a lot of good bodybuilding nourishment, plus a come-on-back-for-more flavor, just see that you get Wheaties with milk or cream in your favorite fruit every morning. It's my bet you'll agree that this Breakfast of Champions is about the best you've ever tasted. Try it tomorrow. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack and Billy are in their little skiff in the dark Manila harbor. With them is Michelle, a Filipino who is in the pay of the unscrupulous adventurer Dr. Chapato. Michelle, who tried to swim away with a chart and a luminous ring which Chapato stole from Uncle Jim, has been rescued from a shark by Jack and Billy. Jack and Billy, now about to return to their schooner Spindrift, where Uncle Jim and Betty are holding Chapato prisoner, suddenly hear... Yes, you guessed it. Blackbeard is coming out of the night. He and Lazaro and some of the crew of Chapato's schooner are rowing out to the Spindrift to see what happened to Chapato. And now, Jack and Billy are sitting rigid in their skiff, wondering if they're discovered. Listen.
Did they see us, Jack?
They couldn't help seeing us, Billy. The searchlight from the destroyer was shining right on us for a moment.
Blackbeard has stopped singing. He's on the alert for something.
I can see them now, Billy. See that dark shadow over there? It's coming this way.
They are coming this way. I can see the phosphorescent splash of their oars in the water. Can we get away, Jack?
Not a chance, Billy. They can row faster than we can. They've got at least two pairs of oars out, maybe more. They'll catch us before we can get back to the Spindrift.
Then they'll get the chart and ring.
I don't know about that, Billy. For one thing, they don't know we've got them with us. They think the chart and ring are still on the Spindrift.
Where did you put them, Jack?
They're still in the little box, tucked away in my shirt.
But Michelle may tell them that you've got the chart and ring.
Michelle, you'd better keep quiet or we'll throw you to the shark that almost got you.
I keep quiet. You, my friend, you saved me from shark. But now you better tie me up. Savvy, you tie me up.
Say, that's a good idea, Billy. Tie Michelle up with the painter. Then Lazaro and Blackbeard won't suspect it.
Okay, here, Michelle. Hold your hands behind your back. I'll tie you upright.
You look as though you meant it.
Okay, Jack. There, is that too tight? It looks okay.
And tie his legs, too, Billy.
Okay, Jack, that's just what I'm doing. Turns.
Oh.
Now a hitch. There. That'll hold you, Michelle.
That good. Chief must not know. He beat me if he knows.
Chapato will never know, Michelle. We'll never tell him that you're our friend.
They're getting close, Jack. Lazaro and Blackbeard must have some men with them. Gosh, what'll Uncle Jim and Betty do when Lazaro gets to the Spindrift?
Billy, if we row over toward the dock, we'll lure them further away from the Spindrift.
But they'll catch us long before we ever get to the dock, Jack. Then they'll go to the Spindrift.
I know, but it'll take them longer. And maybe that searchlight from the destroyer will pick us up again.
I get you, Jack. If Uncle Jim can see us, he'll have time to do something.
He'll have time to get away from the Spindrift. He can take Betty and Geppetto with him. Here, take an oar. We'll both row. We'll pull a fast stroke, Billy. We'll get as far as we can from the Spindrift before they catch us. Ready?
Yep.
Pull.
Okay. They can see the phosphorescent light of our oars, Jack. They're rowing faster.
They've turned the flashlight on us, Billy. They recognize us.
Coming fast, Jack. They'll be on us in half a jiffy.
Keep working, Billy. We're getting further and further from the Spindrift.
I wish that searchlight had come this way again.
The searchlight's on the entrance to the breakwater now.
Oh, staying there. That won't do us any good.
It'll sweep around the harbor pretty soon. It always does.
Gee, I hope Uncle Jim will be looking this way when it does.
He will be. He's wondering if we caught Michelle and why we haven't come back with the chart and ring. He'll be looking this way.
Oh, they're almost on us, Jack. Shall we try to fight them off when they get here?
It wouldn't do any good, Billy. We're four men against the two of us. Besides, I might lose the chart and ring if we try to fight them.
Gee, what if... Don't let anything happen to that chart and that ring, Jack. If we lose the chart, we'll never be able to find the sunken ship with the uranium-235 on board.
That's right. If we lose the ring, we'll never find the uranium deposits in Mindanao.
Hold up, Jack Armstrong.
Here they are, Jack. That's how I was calling to you.
Hold up, or we will smash your boat and call.
He isn't talking his so-sorry language now, Billy. We better stop rowing.
Okay. Gosh sakes, I'm all in anyway. We'll have to let him do his worst.
They've stopped rowing too, Billy. They're coasting up alongside.
Well, blow the water cancel sky high if it isn't Jack and Billy again.
Yeah, that must be a surprise to you, Blackbeard. You couldn't possibly have known who it was.
My humble self is not so surprised. So sorry to trouble you, but suggest you come into my boat.
And suppose we don't, Lazaro?
If you don't, it will not be nice for you. I will be so sorry.
Well, run me on a reef, Lazaro. Look who's tied up in their boat. Michelle himself.
Oh, you are taking Michelle away. Where did you get him?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I think I shall know. Michelle will tell me. What happened, Michelle?
Go ahead and tell him, Michelle. Tell them how we found you on the Spindrift. Tell them how you tried to escape by swimming away.
Is that correct, Michelle?
That right, Senor Lazaro. I try and swim away. They follow me in boat. They catch me and tie me up.
Then that means that the chief is on the Spindrift. Perhaps, Jack Armstrong, he is being detained by your esteemed Uncle Jim?
Perhaps.
You do not like the talk. So sorry, but we shall find out anyway. We shall go to your schooner, and you shall go with us.
Right this way again.
Well, blast my bilge. Can't those company sailors keep their light away from us?
Oh, tell them you don't like it, Blackbeard. They'll be glad to accommodate you. Here the searchlight comes.
They're holding it on us. Roll me down a reel. What's the idea of that?
Perhaps they're a little curious, Blackbeard. Maybe they're wondering what you're doing.
Untie, Michelle Blackbeard. The United States Navy is not interested in our humble selves there. The light is gone now. Get into their boat and untie Michelle.
Jack, I just bet you that Uncle Jim saw us that time. I bet you he knows now what's going on.
Quiet, Billy. Don't let them hear you.
Oh, they can't hear us. They're watching Blackbeard untie Michelle. Gosh, if we could only gain some more time for Uncle Jim.
Maybe we can gain some more time, Billy. We'll refuse to get into their boat of our own free will. We'll make them overpower us and put us in.
But don't let anything happen to the chart and the ring.
I'll be careful. I won't fight too hard.
Oh, my girls, under Michelle, you were tied up. There. Now, you're loose now. Just step into our skip. Jack and Billy won't do nothing to you now.
Si, senor.
Sit in the stern, Michelle. You will have the pleasure of guarding our two guests.
Si, senor.
And now, Jack Armstrong, so sorry to trouble you. You and Billy Fairfield will please get in the stern of my boat.
So sorry, Lazaro, but we won't get into the stern of your boat. We don't like your company.
So sorry, my humble self must force my hospitality on you. You will kindly get into my boat. Or we will put you in.
I guess you'll have to put us in, Lazaro.
Why, blow my bulkheads down, Billy. You and Jack are being most uncommonly stubborn again. This arrow won't hurt you. Why, Blackbeard Flynn won't let a hair of your head be touched. If that's sensible.
Oh, no, Blackbeard. You wouldn't let a hair of our heads be touched. Why, you'd let them scalp us completely. That served your ends.
Oh, ram me on a reach, Billy. You don't know what a real friend I am to you. Why, if it wasn't for me,
you'd... sorry, Blackbeard. We have such little time for pleasant talk. Will you get in my boat, Jack Armstrong? Otherwise, it will not be very nice for you.
We're not getting in your boat, Lazaro.
So sorry. My men will put you in. When I clap my hands, it will not be nice for you.
Go ahead and clap your hands, Lazaro. See if we care.
Bring them in this boat.
Did I come to late? Give them something to remember.
Oh, my. Jack. Get out of here. Take your hands off.
They're both safe and sound now, Sharon.
So sorry, boys. I will tie you up now. I will tie your feet and your hands. You will not like it. Hold on tight, man.
The splice must stay, Jack. Now we're going to have to tie you up. Was that any way to act?
Why didn't you take a hand, Blackbeard? I'd have loved to give you a poke, too.
Yeah, me too, Blackbeard. I had a beauty just waiting for you.
Why, Colonel McComers, you talk as if I wanted to see you tied up. Fair breaks my heart to see this happen to my old friends.
He's not that tight, Jack Armstrong. So sorry. But you will not break loose. And you will not break loose, Billy Fairfield. We will put you in the stern of the boat. Michelle, you shall guard them. They are very clever. See that they do not work free.
Si, senor.
We shall turn their boat adrift. And now, we shall row to the Spindrift. Get to your oars, men. Pull for the anchor light of the Spindrift. We shall return the visit of the esteemed Captain Fairfield.
Jack, are the chart and the ring safe?
They're safe, Billy. Still tucked away in my shirt. Did they hurt you?
Not much. Gosh, I landed a couple myself.
So did I.
Well, you gave Uncle Jim some extra time.
He's going to need it, Billy. Sorrow means business.
We wish our hands and feet weren't tied. Then maybe we could do something when we get to the Spindrift.
Michelle, can you hear me?
Si, senor. I hear you.
Can Lazaro see us talking, Michelle?
No. It is too dark.
Are you still our friend, Michelle?
I always your friend. Now.
But will you help us?
I try, senor.
Hear that, Billy? Michelle will help us. He can get us untied without Lazaro seeing us. When we get to the Spindrift, maybe we'll have a surprise for him.
Say, maybe Jack and Billy will have a surprise for Lazaro if Michelle really proves to be their friend. But do Uncle Jim and Betty know what's going on? Do they know that Lazaro and Blackbeard and their crew are rowing to the Spindrift to rescue Chipato and steal the chart and the ring? There's going to be a shipload of excitement aboard the Spindrift in just a very short time, and you won't want to miss it. So listen in at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Chart and Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Here's a mighty good tip for a lot of real pleasure. Ask Mother to get you a couple of packages of Wheaties right away. Have a big bowl of those extra good, extra satisfying whole wheat flakes with milk and bananas tomorrow morning. Then have Wheaties, milk, and a different fruit or fruit juice every morning. It's my bet you'll be calling A Breakfast of Champions your favorite year-round training breakfast almost before you finish your first bowl of them. Try it, won't you? Right away.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout.